quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily down draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned off the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and to kindle God's wrath. Pressures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily don't draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it was, same on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievement, the mercies of Jesus they daily down draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgot their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily now draw. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Lost me gain, lost me gain, thus Jesus make his aim. Mine is zealous, far, far longing, aim out evil to and falling, on for Zion. On for Zion anthem to sing. Jesus lead, Jesus lead, Son and Redeemer, Vulcan free. Oh, unworthy dying common, thus he dirt benign from it. Shall thine wholeness anger thee? Shall thine wholeness anger thee? A vision, a vision, is there a logitain? Ethic flea, ethic flea. Flaggy Haber, Stalin, Hegel, I day long no Zion name.
I day
long no Zion name. He is I. Oh, the judgment Day is coming, what an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures with their treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Poor lost sinner will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can live as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. And that's what That's why we're doing what we're doing. Because there's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. That's why the Lord put us on this journey. He saw we're very concerned about our eternal destiny. Where are you going to spend eternity? We were concerned about our children. Where are they going to spend eternity? And the Lord saw our concern. I spent many a night in prayer. And to find direction in this messed up world that we're in. And The Lord saw it. He saw your concern. He saw my concern. And he put us on this journey here. And I tell you what, you're going to hear the truth here. This is not our program. This is God's program, because we're just following the, allowing ourselves to be guided by His eyes.
John chapter 8, we'll start in 31. The truth, it's titled up here, "The Truth Will Set You Free." Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." You got to continue on. You can't stop. You got to just, God always has, you know, continue on. "If you continue in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I'll get a different translation here. "Then Jesus said to those Judeans who had believed in Him, 'If you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.'" It's about truth here in His end time. And where is the truth? You got to go look for it. You got to be led by God, and He'll lead you where the truth is. See, you and I, we have the truth. And disclosing this and that, there is a truth somewhere, because if there wasn't, the Word of God wouldn't be said like that. "Da sprach nun Jesus zu den Juden, die an ihn glaubten: So ihr bleibet, werdet an meiner Rede, so seid ihr meine rechte Jünger. Und werdet die Wahrheit erkennen, und die Wahrheit wird euch frei machen." Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. Just pray you'll come down, help us to expound on the things you've allowed us to see from time to time, Lord. And you've established us in this end time truth, Lord. I just pray you'll help us, give us the grace to execute and explain it the proper way, Lord. Allow people to see that there is a truth in here in this closing days of time, Lord, where everything is falling apart, Lord. And we're just holding on for everything that we have, Lord. But we can't make it without you, Lord. And we just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit here in this closing days of time, when we're living in a world of confusion. And the world is deception, Lord. And everything that the devil has in his arsenal, he's putting on mankind here in these closing days of time, because he knows his time is short. We ask you to give that increase in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, amen. Yeah, it's all about truth. And the reason we're on, like I say, the reason we're on this journey, there's a habit to gain and a health to shun. It's not that complicated if you're serious. But you got to seek your own salvation. It's an individual choice. It's an individual thing. And here the Lord, over the years, He has allowed us to see some things. We've experienced things in our life. And we've seen a lot of movements going on out there. And but the Lord, this is not our program. The Lord, one day He woke me up and He told me to get up earlier and pray in the day and sing in the songs and have some devotions. And do things before you go out and thing. And we're not the only one. I remember back in the day, sometimes in the 70s. Yeah, it was about 75, I guess. We went down to Ontario, me and that Jake from Tri-Leaf, that preacher, that Mielchik. We went down to Ontario, and then he knew some people down there. I only heard about him because we bought some geese from back in the colony. The Julius, they call them the Julius Light, those Julius people. And we were down, and then he called them up, and we stayed there overnight at that Julius. He was the kind of the kingpin of that whole outfit. And we're just there, just when they had that split with those Ents. See, they were involved with the Alberta colonies and this, that, and the other, and these Ents, they give them a hard luck, sorry, as if they were mistreated up there. Well, so they took them under their wing, and what happened, and they had families, and they had children, and as time went on, their children grew up, and as time went on, they had a split with them, and then they got a raw deal, as far as I'm concerned. And anyway, they lost all that things that they were working for. They lost it, and those Ents, those immigrants, they took them to court, and And they lost everything, and they had to start from scratch. And we were down there just right when they were just starting up, and they were living in trailers, and imagine all they ever worked for, all they lost it to these Indians. And I thought, like I said, we were right then there when in the middle of all these court cases and all that stuff. The courts decided to give that property to those Indians, you know, and that's why I learned a lesson through that, because you don't just take anybody into your home and hoping against hope, because you're moved with compassion, and then you want to help them out a bit. Well, they made a big mistake, I think, and that might take. But anyway, before we went to bed, he told us, well, we're getting up at 6, and we have some devotions at 6. And he said, if you guys want, you can sleep in, or you can come up, wake up with us. So sure, in the 6 o'clock, we were up there, and they were down there, and we had some Bible reading and Bible study there, and everybody had their Bible. We had him and his wife, and they only had one daughter left that wasn't married. The boys probably were all gone already. But we're not the only ones that get up early to do devotions, to do things for the Lord, to bring in the day. It's because I've seen it with my own eyes back in 1975, I think it was. Anyway, it was back then, and so this program that we have here, it's not something new, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta be able to realize that thing you drag out of bed, that thing is, you gotta crucify that thing throughout the day, and he's your number one enemy. We want to tell you the truth here. You and I, we have the truth, because, like I say, back in the day, the Lord's our concern, it's our desires, it's our passion, and we walk through life, and we've seen a lot of experience. We've seen a lot of movements. There's that Usual Fire movement, all look good. Then there's that Windy Bay movement. These people all have good intentions, but as time goes on, the thing develops into nothing. It just kind of vaporizes. It peters out. Same with that Koinonia movement down there. Everybody's trying to do their best to do something, but so were you and I. But we went to the Scripture. We spent a lot of time in prayer, I've seen a lot of movement along this journey, and I've seen a lot of things petering out. It just doesn't come to nothing. But see, here you and I, we go to the Scriptures, and we didn't do this thing on our own. We were pleading with the Lord day and night many times, to show us where it's at, what to go, what to do, and then eventually we did exactly what that Joe Mandel did from Forest River College. He had that buddy experience, and he was wanting very much to find out what's out there anyway, because he'd been down at a lot of rabbit holes. He was down at that Koinonia thing, and he saw how things petered out. He was up in, they were very close to that colony up in Washington State, that Warren colony. They're communicating with all these people. They also know about that Julius Farr outfit. Wherever there was a movement, that Joe Mandel, he was there. He was involved with it. He did everything he could, but he was searching and searching. And then when he had that out-of-the-body experience, he found out all his searching and all his effort, they were all in vain. It all leads to nowhere. At the end of the day, it'll all peter out, and the Lord was trying to tell him something. And that's why he came to my dad and told him, John, there's going to be something out there somewhere. I heard him. I was just sitting a few feet from when he said that. And that put me on that search. That kept me for 15 years. It was the picture still before my eyes for 15 years. I heard that man at night when I woke up. I heard that, man, there's something out there somewhere. I knew the colonies didn't have it.
A lot of people like to attach themselves to something.
Yeah.
You know, instead of working out their own salvation. And it's a very natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just become part of something, and then you think you can just have an easy way. But it never goes that way, you know. You really have to put in an effort. And in order to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, it doesn't come just like just by attaching yourself to a group and thinking with that group you're somehow going to make it. Mm-hmm. We saw how little that has to do with when Brother Jackson passed away, you know, and everybody thought that it's just going to continue as normal. Mm-hmm. But it didn't. After a bit there, there's wrong teaching that surfaces. Mm-hmm. And then you have to really start going back to the scripture and analyzing everything by the scripture. And you realize, you know, this is a journey. You really have to work it out. You can't just assume that this group is going to take you to glory. Mm-hmm. And that's where I believe a lot of people make a wrong choice. Like, you can see how these Windy Bay people, they were part of that Articat movement. And they thought that that movement is going to take them to glory. But it never works that way. It's really, you really have to put the shoulder to the wheel and work out your own salvation.
That's exactly right, and that's what we found out. We have to hoof it along. And I love to go down there to these Julius Light, and it was inspiring there for a bit. And they tried their level best to have a movement going, live in commune. But like you see, it doesn't work out that way, because at the end of the day, it peters out into nothing, and I don't know where they're even there now anymore. And even that Windy Bay, like, it peters into nothing. And that Koinonia, it's not what it used to be. It was a movement back then, and then people attach themselves to that movement, and they go there and they check out. And then there's that Warren colony up in Washington. These are all people that try their level best to there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. They don't want to go to hell, but they're searching and searching and searching. But Jesus said here in his word, if you continue mm-hmm. in my word, and that's what you and I are doing. Mm-hmm. We're continuing in his word, right. And the truth will set you free. If you come in on this journey, you'll have an expected end, because God's going to see to it, because that's our program. All we got to do is be obedient and continue in that word.
That's right. And like a lot of people think that if they go to Fort Pitt, that's going to be their mm-hmm. ticket to heaven, you know. And
that's another movement.
It's just another movement. And in the end, it's going to peter out, just like this charismatic movement that went through the colonies. After a while, it peters out and mm-hmm. it doesn't amount to anything. But when the Lord saved me, one of the first things he gave me to realize, I have to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. And then I really started, I cannot depend on other people to do mm-hmm. it. I have to seek it out for myself. And then it led me right, and in my search, it led me right to the ministry of Brother Brenham and then Brother Jackson, because that's where the truth for the hour was at. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Mm-hmm. And that sets you free, knowing the truth. But that doesn't stop there. You need to just make sure you continue on a daily basis to be like a good soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what a soldier does in battle? He doesn't lay down his armor once he thinks he's found it. You know, when you continue fighting the battle, because mm-hmm. we know we have an enemy. There are so many things, the natural life and the spiritual life, they go hand in hand. That's why God gave us this natural life, to help us understand the spiritual fight that we're in. That there is a natural enemy. First of all, you've got your flesh, you've got Satan, and you've got the world. Those are enemies that you have. And then you in the natural realm, there's always the enemy coming in. Like when you will look at countries like Venezuela, they always say not too long ago, maybe 20 years ago, it was a good country. But when people fall asleep, they start voting for corrupt leaders. Mm-hmm. And then this corruption comes in and takes over. And then getting rid of that corruption, that is the hard part. That's why you need to be sober and vigilant. And that takes an effort. Mm-hmm. That doesn't just come. And that's why we're taking the stand that we do. Because the minute you start compromising, then the enemy comes in and takes everything away from you that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to not compromise, to stand for the truth and not let it go. Like I say, buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus said, the truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And these things that the Lord showed us, they set us free. What that religious system is all about, what this unfruitful works of darkness is, these things have set us free. And people try to come in and make us compromise and let go of everything that we have fought for.
Yeah, these text messages, I call them text messages from hell.
Mm-hmm.
These phone calls, I call them phone calls from hell.
Mm-hmm.
These visitors, I call them visitors from hell. Because we tell you what, we pray when we got involved with these people. We prayed before we get involved. And the Lord, we ask the Lord in the morning to direct and lead and guide us to ways that He wants us to, so that we're in a place of safety. And see, you and I have the truth. That's why we have the truth. That's why we don't celebrate Christmas on December 25th, because it's not the truth. It's Satan's way of making people, seducing people into worshiping the devil on December 25th. And what he uses Christ's birthday, when Christ was nowhere near December 25th for his birthday. But see, and I, we did some extensive studying, and we went to the scriptures, and we went into history, and we found out that Jesus was not born on December 25th. He was born on October 3, because you went and you studied it extensively about when that angel met Zechariah, and you could tell exactly the week. He was at a certain week,
yeah,
and we came and we found out, and then when that angel met, came to Mary, and she conceived right there, and then she went up to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant. And all you gotta do, you do the math, and you do the arithmetic, and you do everything by the scriptures, and you find out she was born, Jesus was born October the 3rd,
yeah.
October the 2nd, within that week there. It doesn't tell us exactly the day, like the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
It was set in stone, he was crucified right at that full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we celebrate Easter. We don't celebrate Easter, because there again, Easter is a pagan thing. See, what we're doing here, we're telling people the truth, and we're living in the truth. We know exactly when that Jesus was born. That's why we don't celebrate Christmas. And then we don't celebrate, recognize that January 1 is New Year, because we went to the scriptures. If you stay in my word, that's what we're doing. We're staying with the word of God, and the things that we're saying is exactly true. Because you got an enemy out there, Satan. He's been at this for millions of years, way even back before Adam and Eve. He was back at the prehistoric, deceiving these angels, and he's running the show, and he found out to be unfaithful. So we have an enemy here, and we know that, and he's got everything so messed up and twisted up. Even today, it's supposed to be January the 4th or something, 2026, but it's not true 2026. It's not the real 2026, because you and I, by our extensive study, we found out the calendar is out exactly 17 years. So you got to subtract from 2026, you got to subtract 17 years, and you come to what do you come? You know exactly what it would be. We give people the truth. If you do the math, 2026 minus 17 will come to about,
you're actually then in 2009.
See, we're right now really in 2009, because like I say, we found that out by the calendar, by the Satan, by that word that the Vatican, the Catholic Church will have power to change times and seasons. So he's out there messing the old picture, because he does not want people to know where we are in time. And we found out we're out now 2008. And then, you know, when you give my brother, he called me up one day. Did he know that in 2012, the Mayans say that it's going to be the end of civilization, the end of the world? I said, well, it's not going to happen in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him that
that the color is out 17 years. Of course, it was way over his head, and he couldn't understand it. But see, you and I, we have the truth. We have to have the truth to set a standard for things. That's why we say it. That's why we do not celebrate Christmas at Christ's birth in December, because it's a lie. That's why we don't do the New Year thing, because it's a lie. We've been over it and over it again, that the first, the New Year is the first new moon after the spring equinox. It's just that simple. So we don't go there, because it wouldn't be true. We'd be living a lie, and we would have nothing out there to tell people, because it'd be a lie. That's why it is. These movements, you know, they don't go back to the scripture. They don't go back to where Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. And we keep saying it over and over again, because I know it's the truth. Mm-hmm. This is going to be eternal life. I'm going to go get crucified, but then I'm going to continue with the program. The program will continue, and this is eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. Who did he send? He didn't send a human being. He sent these angels. And then these angels, they found a vessel that God could talk to, because he told the apostle, he told Paul, he's unto me a vessel. Because I'm going to use it. And that angel, he found the vocal cords of Apostle Paul. And then Apostle Paul, he was the church age method. See, you and I, we went back to the script. We hooked ourselves onto the things that are true. And then that's why these movements all out there, that's why they peter out into nothing. And
that's
then
right.
You go down a rabbit hole and you wonder why it petered out, because it's not based on scripture. Mm-hmm. If you stay in my word, you shall be my disciple. That's what we have done time and time again. We had to go back to the word, and then we found out through that apostolic and that prophetic ministry that here in the church age of Laodicea, God sent that angel, and then that angel took the vocal cord of William Branham. And if we stay in that word and we continue in his word, we will be his disciples indeed, and it will never peter out. But you got to move on. Then it moved on to Brother Jackson. And then he goes on, and we're looking around. Where's it going to go next? We had to be faithful to that word, and the Lord spoke to you. Why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been not that terrorized and persecuted and falsely accused. And the Lord told you to preserve this truth that's been given to the church age of Laodicea. That's why the things that they will not peter out, because the Lord will just continue to lead and guide to all truth. And that's why we say, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that'll make you free. And you won't be going down some rabbit hole, and all of a sudden you follow this movement, and after a while, like I say, the movement peters out, and it just kind of vaporized, because it has not been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We're still interconnected. And here when you, like it's not a very attractive message for the flesh. You got to realize, the first thing you have to do, you got to realize you're a sinner. We learned that in Sunday school, the German school, that the first thing you got to do is confess that you're a sinner. And people don't realize that they're a sinner. And then you work from there on things like that. And you just, that's why we're still in court. And like I say, that thing you drag out of bed, you got to realize that's enemy number one. And then it's the world. And then it's the flesh, the world, and the devil. Those are the three enemies that you have to be constantly on guard for. And now that we're living in a world of such magnitude of deception, you really got to go back to the scriptures time and time again to make sure that you're still staying with the word, still waiting with the truth. And if you come on, like I say, it's not that hard to get up a little bit early and pray in the day and bring your family around. It's a wonderful program. It's not our program. Take your family and listen to what we're saying here, and then tap in. That's what I would be doing, but there's nothing out there. The Lord has given us that responsibility, and it has fallen our lot to do exactly what we're doing here. If somebody wants it, if somebody cares about the destination of their children, they can do the same thing we're doing. It's just God's program that he has here in these closing days of time. And believe you me, if you're faithful and you do what we're doing, and you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's all that's left here now before that great judgment day will come. That's simple.
That's right. Like it says in a song, das Fleisch der Satan und die Welt sind niemals meine Freunde.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to be your enemy. And when you talk about that Christmas thing, I was thinking how, you know, it's so foolish that when you think about it logically, we did long haul trucking, right? And if we would have had our assignment and it said we are supposed to deliver in California and there would be a storm in California over the mountain and we say, you know what, we're going to take it to Florida and deliver it to Florida as long as it gets delivered. And that's how people say it. As long as we celebrate Jesus' birth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as long as we deliver that load, it doesn't matter where we take it. But if we take it to the wrong place, you know, you're not going to take it to the right destination and you're not going to get your money because those people didn't order it. So it's such a foolishness how people make excuses instead of accepting the truth and, you know, and be set free. Like celebrating Christmas is not real. It's a lie. And she, like you were mentioning that Christmas thing, and I thought about that, you know, there are so many things in life that you can take as an example if it's not true and if you do it and not do it in its right perspective and its right manner, then it's not going to materialize into anything. Like if you go to a wrong job and say, I'm going to work here today. Well, that's not your job. That's not where you belong. You know, and people, they use excuses in order to justify themselves. Well, that's living in a lie.
That's why these things people are, these movements.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
all
right.
Of a sudden, Fort Pitt is the place to go. Uh-huh. You know, everybody wants to go to Fort Pitt. I think they quit taking people in because they got no room for them all. And they think that's where the movement is. But see, the foundation is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Plant a good tree. If it's not a good tree, it cannot produce nothing good. That Fort Pitt thing, it's not built on the scriptures, it's not built on Jesus Christ, the apostles and the prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Yeah.
If it was that, they would not be doing the celebrating thing. They wouldn't do the Christmas thing.
It's still,
the first thing the Lord dealt with me. That Christmas thing is not real.
It's still built on Roman Catholicism.
Yeah.
And that's why these movements never amount to anything, because the root takes you right back to Roman Catholicism. And same way with all these Protestants out there. They're still built on Roman Catholicism. And that's why it's so essential to accept the prophet that was sent to the age of Laodicea, because that prophet took us back to the faith of the early church. And then the ministry of Brother Jackson, he fine-tuned everything, brought in more things that Brother Brenham could not go into. Every movement that God had throughout from the 1500s on was advancing us on to more truth. And that's what that angel did not die with Brother Jack Brenham. That's what the Brenhamites don't realize. They think the Laodicea church was the last church and that's where it stopped. But God doesn't stop, nor do the angels stop. They're still the ministering spirits sent out to those that are heirs of salvation, and they're still working. They still have a work to do until this world is being totally redeemed back to God. There's still work going on, and that's what happened. That angel didn't stop when Brother Brenham went off the scene. Brother Brenham said that there's so many dreams that Brother Jackson had, and even real-life happenings that Brother Jackson told to Brother Brenham. And Brother Brenham said, when this happens, you stay with the Word. And that's exactly what he did. And if they like it or not, accept it or not, that does not change the fact that God continued on with Brother Jackson when he passed away. And now we're just continuing on. That's what the Lord spoke to me, to preserve this truth, because the devil is so quick on destroying everything that God is doing. And if you do not hold on to it, for dear life. Pretty soon, you start compromising, and pretty soon, you have nothing left.
That phone call from hell, the Lord was dealing with you a month prior to that.
Right.
And he was letting you know there's something coming up the road, and you have to be prepared. So we're preparing ourselves. We're fasting, we're seeking the Lord, and here comes this phone call from hell. And try to discourage it. Try to lure it back into the compound.
That's right.
Where nothing but death back there. That other thing is so out of kilter.
Right.
It has got no scriptures. It's not based on scripture. It's built on Roman Catholicism and first-class socialism. They take away the rights to think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord got us out of there with a strong and mighty arm, and then he put us on this course, and he gave us to the revelation of Brother Branham, and then from the brother to Brother Jackson, and then he gave us, you and I, the responsibility to hold on to the truth that has been given to the church here, the later say, and all he got, and then he got us this platform here, and he told us to start up the internet, and then he told us to get up in the morning and bring in the day with devotion, spend time with the Lord, and now everybody all around the world, they can do it exactly what they were doing. They can sit with their family, they can get up in a little bit early, like that Julius fire that I was telling you about from down from Ontario, that Julius Gebine, or whatever they want to call it, is some kind of living in some kind of commune there, and the things like that. We learn from things like that. There's movements around, but see, they're not connected to that foundation where Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send it. By the grace of God, you and I found here in the church here to later see it, that they sent Brother Brennan. He sent that angel, and then that angel, that's exactly what the Bible says, and the days of the boys, that Brother Brennan was only the voice of that angel, and then when he goes out to sea, that angel continue with the vocal cords of Raymond and Jackson. I know we're repeating it because it's the only thing that's worth repeating, because it's the truth. Because the other side of it, out there, Satan is trying it this way, that way, to deceive the people, deceive the masses. He's got that whole picture so messed up that you can't know where you're coming or going. That's what he did. That's why he messed up that calendar. That's why he got that Christmas thing all messed up. It's all a messed up program that the devil has, and it'll peter out into hell and death. It's just that simple. And we're just hanging on to the truth for dear life, because we're surrounded with all that deception. But if you can only get yourself to believe where you can believe what we're saying is true, it'll take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb, just up the road here. It might happen in 2026. It might happen, but we're in the season. We only got 3 more years left where Satan's 6,000-year reign is running out. He has a time set. He was only given 6 days, 6,000 years to deceive mankind, and then there's only 2 days for the grace age. The grace age started when Jesus was crucified, and the grace age ran out in October the 15th, 2021. So we're living now in that period of time that the restoration of all things. That's why you see Trump going into Venezuela. He's getting the God behind it is the Spirit of the Living God to clean up that mess that Satan has created, because we're in the season of the restoration of all things. That's why you see Iran up in arms. That's why you see over in Israel fighting for that land. That's why you see Trump go into Venezuela. The restoration of all things. People are sick and tired of these dictators. God's time has come where he's starting to restore all things, because Jesus Christ is now down here on planet Earth. He's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is no more on the seat of mercy. That part, that era has passed. He is now King of Kings, and like for the next little bit while, whenever the rapture happens, then everything is taken out. The Holy Spirit leads and goes into the marriage supper of the Lamb. I think keep evolving. That's why that scripture says, if you continue in my teaching, if you continue in my word, and you and I, we're continuing in that word, that's why we know that the grace age is over. We're now in the week of Daniel, the restoration of all things. It's just that simple.
And people like that phone call the other day, like they don't realize they're used by the devil. So you really, because when you're so used of the devil, you're actually, I talked with the devil the other day, you know, because everything that was spoken was came from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Every talking point, everything, it doesn't matter, you just compromise, and that's all devil talk. It's like you literally spoke with the devil.
Yeah, we're holding the fort, we're just doing whatever the Lord allows us to, but here the bottom line is, if you continue in my word, you and I have continued, and now down here we are, right at the closing days of time, right at the closing days of the 6,000 years, at the closing days of the grace age, and the closing day, and the restoration of all things has started, and it's going to continue over on into the millennium, and it's going to continue for 1,000 years, at the end of 1,000 years, the planet is exactly back where it was before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's all about. And
that's right.
We're just doing our little part here, the time and hour that we're now living in. We tell the people the truth. These movements out there, the Fort Pitts and the Cananias of this world, and like that Sullivan, he was pretty much about it. I'd say he was the most anxious guy to go after these movements, you know, go up to, out to Washington. He didn't know about the Julius life, didn't know about Cananias, but he never found it. He never could achieve that thing that he was looking for, that his dad saw, that out of the body experience. He could never find it, he could never achieve. Hopefully his next generation might find it if they listen to us and do what we're saying, because finally here is the truth for the end time. This is that what everybody is looking for, but they don't want to pay the price because there's no flesh involved here. First thing you got to realize, you got to crucify that piece of garbage that we're living in. Even Paul, he started one day, who's gonna deliver me from this piece of garbage that I'm living in? I want to do good, but I can't because this flesh held him back from time to time. And he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can tame that nature, that wild nature that we're living in. And that's mm-hmm. what we're doing. That's what we're about. We're serious. We're not playing a game. We're serious with our salvation and where we're going to spend eternity. Mm-hmm. And just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks, Lord, for the truth that you've given in this hour of time, Lord. You spoke to me after all this confusion started arising. Continue now in the things that you have been taught, Lord. And that's what we're doing. We're continuing on in your word, Lord. We just pray, Lord, help us to be steadfast, Lord, and never compromise for anything, Lord, and for nobody, Lord, so that we can stand true and faithful to your word. We just pray for people, Lord, that you'll open up their hearts, their understanding, that they can receive truth, Lord, even though if it's challenging for them, Lord, it's the truth that sets us free, Lord. So we just pray for them. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.